What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It's that time of the week to hit up our man, Teron Davenport. And to do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, host of Nate and TD. TD, is there anything that you don't do? Like, you are the most multifaceted man on the earth, the most interesting man on the earth.
Oh, I guess I don't drink Dos Equis.
I mean, that could be an opportunity for you there, TD. We appreciate you taking time to join us today, my man.
No problem.
So, TD, what have you seen out of this Ravens offense so far this year? That's been a large talking point this week, not only here locally, but league-wide as well. The numbers just aren't the same from this time last year with that offense. Why do you think it hasn't been as effective?
Well, I think one of the big things that is kind of floating under the radar is they don't have the same ability to throw so many packages at teams. You know, last year they used a lot of 13 personnel. They used 22. They used some 11, not much, but they were able to just run one play, but with three different looks. And that's something I asked John Harbaugh about on the conference call this week. And he made a good point. They don't have the three tight ends anymore. They traded Hayden Hurst away, and they never really replaced him with another guy. And they carried two tight ends for the most part. And what you saw was more 22 personnel. They took the fullback Patrick Richard, and he kind of did some of the things that Nick Boyle did, and Nick Boyle did some of the things that Hayden Hurst did. But now they're in a situation where they don't have Nick Boyle, because he's out for the year after his injury against the Patriots. So I think really what was taken away from them was their ability to use so many personnel packages, and that has contributed. And then, you know, at the same time, Hollywood Brown, you know, Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson, they haven't been able to connect as much either. And that was something that was really important to that offense, because you had that vertical threat.
So TD, this Titans defense, do you think it is equipped to do something like what it did against the Ravens? Like we've already talked about it all week. This is not the same Ravens offense, but still, it's a similar kind of matchup. Can this defense, as constructed, and I'm talking players and coaches, come up with a similar kind of performance, do you think, on Sunday?
Yeah, I very much think that the defense is equipped to do that. And it goes actually beyond the defense. I think if the Titans can get out to an early lead, they could once again get the Ravens out of their game plan. Because that's what happened last year. Shane Bowen said it when we got to speak to him yesterday. You know, they're a different team playing ahead than they are playing from behind. And that was something that really showed in that game last year. So get out to an early lead. I'm talking to Chris Sanders for Run TMC on talking with TD on the show. You know, he made a good point. If he was the Titans and they win the coin flip, take the ball, drive it right down their throat, and go ahead immediately. And that could change the structure of the game and how that Ravens team would approach it.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD and Nate and TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Okay, TD, so Trevor Daniel promoted to the 53-man roster. Ryan Allen now on the practice squad. Am I missing something here? Like, does the game that Ryan Allen had apparently not count for anything?
I can't call that one, man. He had over 400 yards in punts, averaged 50 yards a punt, no really solid returns, and Dwayne Harris is a pretty good returner. I would think that that would be, a good performance. And even holding for Gostkowski, I don't believe he didn't miss against the Bears. You know, so everything pointed towards him remaining the punter. But, apparently they saw something in practice, and unfortunately that didn't transfer over to the game. Now, I will say the punt block, that's not his fault, but the shank is absolutely his fault. And I don't know. I can't call that one.
Yeah, and, obviously, Vrabel says, we're good at second-guessing, which, of course, happens after things like that happen. But now we're going into a game, and we're all guessing, We're pre-guessing. Like, why is this decision being made? Ton of focus on Trevor Daniel Sunday, TD, and, of course, also on Gostkowski. Are you surprised, one, that he's still the kicker, and two, how close do you think he is to not being the kicker?
I'm not surprised that he's still the kicker, because my thing is, if you go to another guy, who is that guy going to be? I mean, it's week 11 in the season. I highly doubt that there's someone out there that you could go to that will be better, so then you'll be doubling down. And I just can't see doing that. So it's just kind of like he's in place. It's just so crazy. And, Craig Aukerman spoke about it yesterday, and it's just like, okay, you have a veteran guy, but it seems like he's really in his own head. And it's unfortunate. Coach Aukerman said that if you sit down and talk to Gostkowski, he could break everything down and tell you mechanics and just run through it and say what's going on at every moment. But it's just not clicking. And that's a huge issue, because these games, and especially the way the Titans play, they're almost always close games. And we've seen it where, some field goals going their way or not going their way really influence the result of the game.
TD, we've talked a lot about the offense as a whole since Taylor Lewan has been out, and it hasn't been as productive. But I want to ask you specifically about Jonnu Smith. How much do you think Jonnu Smith has been hurt by the loss of Lewan, given how much extra protection the Titans are having to chip in there with blocks? How much do you think the Titans are missing out on what Jonnu Smith could be giving them right now if Taylor Lewan were healthy?
Yeah, I don't really think there's a full correlation. And Arthur Smith, Coach Art, said it best when he said you could always dig out a certain collection of stats to support a statement, and I think it shouldn't be forgotten that the Titans played the Steelers, they played the Bears, they played the Colts. Some really good defenses. That's something else that comes into play for this whole situation. And obviously Lewan is important to them, not saying that, but I don't think that that's a direct impact on Jonnu Smith not getting as many touches or even the offense not flowing as well. So they are missing some things with Jonnu Smith, as far as not being able to get him the football as often. And, they just have to make adjustments on top of adjustments, because teams have started to adjust and figure out ways to try to, go against Smith, especially on those crossing routes and some of the things that they like to do with him. So it might be time to dial up that play action and throw back screen to him or something like that. And I think Art Smith is really good at finding ways to get Jonnu the ball. So I feel like he'll figure it out.
So, TD, I know we're going to find out a lot more today, of course, but are you concerned about the size of this injury report and some of the people on it at this point, some of the people who have gone on it yesterday who weren't on it Wednesday?
Well, I tell you what, Dennis Kelly being on it as far as not practicing as compared to being limited on Wednesday, that's a huge issue, along with the situation with Roger Saffold and the ankle, as well as Ben Jones and the knee. Those are the ones that, you know, really stand out because they just simply don't have the depth to lose two or, you know, all three of those guys for sure, but even just two of them, they will be in some trouble. So that's the area where, you know, you probably want some concern. I don't really think Clowney, you know, not practicing for 2 days, I don't think that's an issue. It's happened before. In fact, he didn't practice at all, you know, 1 week and played. So there's definitely concern, though, just regarding the offensive line.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD and Nate and TD, Teron Davenport has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining us and looking forward to the game on Sunday.
All right, yeah, appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. And TD, one of the best in the business. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans and the Ravens. How are we going to feel about the Titans if they lose this game? Is the season on the verge of being lost? We'll get to that on the other side of the break. But first, make sure you're tuning in tomorrow to catch the college football game of the week on 102.5 The Game, presented by Gary Force Acura. This Saturday's game, a Big 12 matchup as Oklahoma State faces in-state rival Oklahoma. Kickoff tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.